With SRN News, I'm Rich Thomason in Washington. Homeland Security Secretary Kristi Noem says investigators from her agency are on the job in Minnesota. Writing on X, she says they're conducting a massive investigation on child care and other rampant fraud. Minnesota Republicans, meanwhile, are demanding the resignation of Democrat Governor Tim Walz. You'll hear no complaints from New Orleans mayor about President Trump's National Guard deployments to her city. She says the extra security is welcome during New Year's celebrations. Colin Arnold is the city's emergency preparedness chief, and he says the Guard members will join an army of police officers.
It appears that we're going to have close to 800 law enforcement downtown and in the French Quarter, and I think that that's going to be outstanding. You're going to see an incredible visual presence in the French Quarter and throughout downtown over the rest of this week.
It was a year ago an attack on Bourbon Street claimed 14 lives. President Trump is serving notice to Iran.
As he welcomed Israeli Prime Minister Netanyahu for talks in Florida, the president warned Iran against reconstituting its nuclear program. He said the U.S. military would strike Iran hard if it attempts to rebuild that program. The president has insisted that Tehran's nuclear capabilities were obliterated after military strikes back in June. But Israeli officials have expressed concern about Iran rebuilding its long-range missile capability. Greg Clugston, Washington.
The president is warning Hamas of dire consequences if it doesn't lay down its arms, as it promised to do under the Gaza peace accord. Under phase two of the deal, Hamas disarms and the Israeli military withdraws. On Wall Street, Dow futures are down 22 points. This is SRN News. The Supreme Court delivered a verdict on transgenderism in 2025.
In a 6-3 decision, the justices upheld a Tennessee law that bars sex change operations on children. It's a landmark ruling because more than half the states have similar statutes, and they would all have been wiped away if the High Court had decided differently. In the new year, the justices are expected to render a verdict on two state laws that prohibit males from competing against females in school sports, K-12, and in college. Michael Harrington reporting.
British conservatives are calling for a human rights activist to be stripped of his citizenship over past social media posts containing anti-Semitic language. The leaders of the conservative and reform parties also want Ala Abed El Fattah deported following the discovery of the tweets. The activist has apologized for the posts while also claiming that they were taken out of their intended context. This is SRN News. More Russian arms in Belarus.
Russia's nuclear-capable Oreshnik missile system has entered active service, Russia's Ministry of Defense says, as negotiators continue to search for a breakthrough in peace talks to end Moscow's war in Ukraine. Troops held a brief ceremony to mark the occasion in neighboring Belarus, where the missiles have been deployed, the ministry says. Russian President Vladimir Putin said earlier in December that the Oreshnik would soon be deployed and warned Moscow will seek to extend its gains in Ukraine if Kyiv and its Western allies reject the Kremlin's demands. The announcement comes at a critical time in the peace talks, with negotiators still searching for a breakthrough on key issues. I'm Charles Deledesma.
China's military continues live-fire drills near Taiwan. Taiwanese officials report that some live rounds have landed closer to the island than before. More details at srnnews.com.